Oh Lord Jesus.
其实启示录还有很多地方，我们应该
Actually, there are
有
many more
彻透的交
places
通。
that we need to
Anh
have
nên sự biết
thorough
qua nên
fellowship
mi lại
in
liền
the
mang
Book of
mai đến thật khi là
Revelation.
trở tông sản khi thật. 因为末后这卷圣经的话，是神自己对我们说话。
เพราะพระคำเล่ม
Because
สุดท้ายเนี่ยพระเจ้าตรัสกับเ
this
ราด้วยพ last
ระองค์เอ
word
ง
in the scripture
而
is
且是
where the
说到
Lord
末的时代要
spoke
发生了
directly
什么
to
事
us,
情。
and
被
it
不准
also
话，
speaks
内
of
陆又
what
是
would
把念
happen
什么事情来可
in
知。
the last
所以很
days.
值得我们大家好好的去读，而
So it's
且存
worthwhile for
心
us
的来遵
all
守神的话。
to
นั
read
้นเ
it
นี่ยเป็
in
น
a
สิ่ง
good
ที่มีค
way,
่านะ
read
ครับ
it
ที่เราจะ
carefully
มาอ่านให้
with
ดี
a
แล้วก็มี
heart
ใจที่จะมาถือ
to
ปฏิ
obey
บัติ
His word,
ส
to
ู้
keep
ไทย
His
จิต
word.
ไทย
The
จิตเวลา
time
นั้นใ
is
กล้มากแล้
truly
ครับ
near.
你们要记住，约翰2000年
You
前
have to
说，
remember,
时候
John
快要
said
到
it
了。
2,000
他们
years
จำไว
that
้
the
นะที่
time
โยฮ
is
ันได้พู
near.
ดมาเมื่อ2000 ปีแล้วว่าเวลาใกล้แล้ว
Today
และว
is
ันนี้ถือได้
really
ว่าเป็นยุคสุด
the
ปลายของพันธ
last
สัญญาใหม่แล้ว
days
ใกล้
of
ล
the
ายเร
New
ื่อยสิไท
Testament.
ยจินวันที่พงจะเสด็จมา
The
ใกล้
day of
มา
the
กแล้วครั
Lord's
บ
coming is
你们要
truly
记
very
住啊，
near.
4年前我们已
You
经
all
说
have to
过了，
remember that 4 years ago
但
we
以
mentioned
理书
this.
第二章的那个意象，人的意
The
象，
vision
说
of
到
the
是
man
帝
in
国的发
Daniel
展，
chapter 2,
พูดถึงเนี
talking
่ย
about the
เมื่อ4 ปีที่แล้วนะครับเราได้พูดถึง
development
รูปปั้นมนุษย์ที่
of the earthly
ดาน
kingdom.
ิเอลได้กล่าวไว้ในบทที่สองนะครับ เอา
พู
ช
ด
ื่อ
ถึง
เอ
เป
า
็น
ช
ก
ื่
า
อ
รขยายอาณาจักรของมนุษย์
到了那个
To
脚
the
底
very
下，
end,
已经在那个
all the way
脚的部分，
to the feet,
ซึ่งตอ
we're
นนี้ถือได
already
้ว่าเป็น
there at
ช
the
่วงของ
feet.
ขาแล้วช่วงของ
เป็น
ปลายเท้าแล้ว
It's
ถูกันเถียะ
clay
ช่ำใจเฉียะเป็น
mixed
ส่วนของดินผ
with
สมกันเหล็กนะ
iron.
ครับ
It's
ซึ่งพูดถึงเนี่ย
speaking about
เป็น
the
ยุคของประ
age
ชา
of
ธิปไตย
democracy.
就是我们这个时代
That is our age.
我们已经提过了，很清楚
We
的、
have
简
mentioned
单
it
的提
very
过
clearly
啊。
in a
民
simple
主
way.
在历史上是1776年从美国开始。
Historically,
ซึ่งประชาธิปไตยเนี่ยในยุคที
democracy
่เกิดขึ้นใน
began
ปี
with the United
1787นะครับ
States
到今
in
天已经257年
1777,
了，
began with America.
1787นะครับถึงตอนนี้เนี่ยประมาณ
It's been 2,000 years.
200 กว่าปีแล้ว，而且是特别。
I'm sorry, 200 years.
30年前啊，到今天呢、啊，发展的太快，太厉害了。
And in the last
30
years,
it
has developed very quickly.
而且啊，这个民主已经走到尽头了。
Besides, democracy has come to its end also.
已经完了。
It's over.
特别是如果。你看见美国今天的光景
，Especially
很
if you
差
look
很差了。
at the condition of the United States right now, it's very
如果
bad.
真的提醒注意的人，就会感觉到的。
Those who are awake
and
paying attention, they will know.
今天美国这个政府堕落到一个程度。
That the
是人没有办
government
法
in the
想
United
象。
States is falling to such an extent that no one can imagine.
什么都做得出来。
They can do
这个
anything
民主党
they want.
真的是魔鬼党。
The Democratic Party is actually a devilish party, a demonic party.
他们所做的一切都是
Whatever
故意的
they have done,
要毁灭美国这个政府。
Is purposely using the government to destroy the United States.
要把美国的宪法换掉、除掉。
To change or even to get rid of the Constitution of the United States.
是无恶不作的。
没有什么事情是他们没做的。他们
什么做、做什么的，都是目的、故意的，要毁灭美国这个民族主义的政府。
With the intention to destroy the American
government. In New York, in Chicago,
whether in New York or Chicago,
Yazoo,
or here in California,
Seattle,
in Minneapolis, Seattle, or Minneapolis,
in many
places,
it's
dark, it's very dark.
美国的经济
，They want to destroy the American economy.
哇，什么都做得出来。
他们在做呀。
They can do all sorts of things.
毁灭美国一切啊，以往川普所建造起来的，他们一项一项的把它毁了。
That Trump
had raised up, they destroyed
one thing after another.
很可怕。很可怕
very dreadful.
坏人都起来了
All the bad people rose up.
什么都做得出来
They can do all kinds of things.
你们不在这个国家，你们就不了解。
You're not in this country. You don't realize.
就是住在这个国家的地方，天天听到了那个消息都是假的消息。
Even though if you were living in this country, all the news
有很多真的消息现在一件一件的出来了。
But it's very good that the proper or the right news is coming out bit by bit.
过去的一年半，
慢慢的
in the past one and a half years,
正当的人民，公义的人民。慢慢的了解了，看见这样的
The proper people, the righteous people, are beginning to realize that this is wrong.
今
天打官司了很多
many litigations going on, many lawsuits.
而且很多地方在美国的一个一个地方都醒悟过来了。
And there are many places in the United States where people are waking up.
盼望川普能够回来。
People are hoping for Trump to come back.
的确，有很多地方、很多城市都是现在拥护川普的。
And there are many places in this country now that are supporting Trump.
大家都知道，这个人是为着美国啊。
People all know that this man
became
a president for the United States.
其实啊，全世界都知道了。
Actually, the whole world knows this.
所以你们再忍耐一点点。
You should be patient.
我不是为着川普说话的。
I'm not speaking for Trump.
我根本不管政治的。
Actually, I don't care about politics.
但是我不能够不明白、不了解今天的光景。
But I cannot be blind or not understand the current situation. There are too many signs of the times.
神不要让我们知道的，神什么都知道，他是无所不知的神。
Don't you think the Lord wants to let us know? Oh, God knows everything. He's omniscient. Revelation chapter 1 already tells us.
他是万王之王啊。
He is
the
King of Kings.
世上所有的君王都是在他的脚底下。
He is one who rules over the kings of the earth and all the kings of the earth under his feet.
你不要以为我们的主耶稣不管呢。
Don't think that our Lord Jesus does not care.
他是坐在宝座上的。
He is seated on the throne.
他的王权是正义的。
And his authority is his rule is righteous. And he wants to make all his enemies his footstool.
怎么会不管呢？
那奉教没他们没存在的
样子。那他为何坐在宝座上呢
？Why is he sitting on the throne？
他以为你以为他没事可干呢
？Do you think he has nothing to do up there？
他谈了什
么？什么都知道的。
He knows。Everything. He knows all things.
他手中拿着那一本册是有七印的。
Besides, he has a scroll in his hand with the seven seals.
他手中拿着那本册有七印，是来管理宇宙一切发生的事情。
Scroll with the seven seals, which controls everything that's happening on this earth.
คำนึงถึงสิ่งใด
ถ้าสมมติทุกวัน
แท้จริงเนี่ยพุ่งสูงครอบครอง
Theory. 他坐在宝座上是万王之王，他是。
Besides Revelation chapter 1 tells us that he's seated on the throne as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he rules and reigns over the kings of the earth.
有人问我。
มีคนถาม
Someone asked me.Why would God allow the things to be in such a big mess today? This is God's intention. If the Lord does not allow them to make things into such a big mess, how would you be able to realize that democracy has come to an end? By the Lord allowing them to do so many bad things, the Lord wants to expose all the evil that's going on. Otherwise, no one would understand that democracy has come to this point, that the Lord is coming soon. Look at this world. You know about the globalism. It's the globalists. The globalism. They're preparing for the beast to come.Do not think that for the beast to appear, they don't need preparation. They are preparing for the beast to come out. If we look at Revelation chapter 6, when the Lord opened the seals one by one. This is too important. The first horse is a white horse. Many people say that the white horse is the Antichrist. That's nonsense. That is nonsense.How would the Antichrist have a crown given to him and that he would go out conquering and to conquer? Tell me, was the Antichrist victorious? Was Satan victorious? Oh, he lost and he lost again because the Lord Jesus has already destroyed Satan.When he came to be a man, he overcame Satan. I don't know how many times he overcame him. On the cross, he also overcame Satan. Hebrews chapter 2 says that he has destroyed the one who has the power over death. He has destroyed him.In resurrection, he also swallowed up death. Death has also been destroyed. He ascended into the heavens. He's seated on the throne. He's the seed of David, who is victorious over and over again.Satan has nothing. He has nothing left. Even the power of death and the key to death is no longer in his hand. The Lord Jesus says he died and he rose again and he overcame death. The keys are all in the Lord Jesus' hand. So what does Satan have left? Second Corinthians chapter 2, that the Lord led them victorious. And Romans chapter 8 says, we are more than conquerors. Tell me, who is victorious? Is the Lord Jesus victorious, or is it Satan who is the victorious? Who? Besides, this white horse in the entire New Testament and in the book of Revelation, the white horse, the white is always positive. This is really nonsense to say that this horse is the Antichrist. The Antichrist has not yet come. How can he be victorious? When he comes, he'll be destroyed. He'll be thrown into the lake of fire. How could he be victorious? He lost and lost again. He's nothing. That's why the first horse is a victorious work that our Lord Jesus did while he was on this earth. Look at the Acts of the Apostle. You see, the work of the Holy Spirit, all the works of the Holy Spirit were victorious works. So the first horse is the work of our victorious Christ. He is more than conqueror. So Revelation chapter 5 tells us, says, behold, the Lamb is a victorious Lamb. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has already prevailed. And he has the scroll in his hand. And he's worthy to loose its seven seals. The Lamb has seven hides and seven horns. Those are the seven spirits sent out to the whole earth. So we need to see that the first horse is definitely the glorious work of our Lord Jesus Christ while on this earth. This horse is still running today. He is the victorious Christ. Thank and praise the Lord. But the second, third, and fourth horses, those three horses are on the negative side. Let's take a look. When he opened the second seal, in verse 4, Revelation 6:4, another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth. It'll be war, that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. This is on the negative side. This is a horse of war. It's a wild horse. A wild horse. You know, the wars and battles in the world, they are all very barbaric. They're wild. Now, there'll be war again. The wild horse is out again, running around. Everybody's preparing for war. And they're preparing to kill one another.
Mm-hmm.
this wild red horse is running everywhere, and it's killed a lot of people. He's a murderer because Satan was a murderer from the beginning. That's why the red horse is the wild horse. It's war, a warrior horse. And today, it's like it's going to be war again. This world is too dark. There was the Second World War. There'll be war again, and in the end, there'll be another war. Tell me, do you like war? We're sons of peace. We don't fight. That's why there shouldn't be any war or battle in the church. We're a white horse. We're not part of a red horse. Shouldn't be fighting with one another and killing one another. Now the third horse. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. The black horse, the color of black horse is not good. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarters of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." It's also a wild black horse. It speaks of the most important thing in this world, and that is the economy. If the economy collapses, the whole world collapses. Look at things today. Isn't the black horse running around everywhere? The price of gasoline is high. Money has deflated, and Wall Street is collapsing. And there's inflation. Everything is expensive. The world is in a big mess. Is it even if you have money, you cannot buy gasoline? Look at Europe. It's such a big mess today. The economy has collapsed. There's no country on this earth today as doing well. It's very dreadful. And your money has become worthless. Everybody is afraid. And sometimes there's no food that you can buy. And if you walk into a supermarket, there's nothing to buy. Then what? And many people go to the bank and they couldn't even get their money out. They're bankrupt. Where did your money go? When one does not have money, what happens? What are you going to do when you have no food? You don't have gasoline for your car. Then what? If you don't have benzene, then what? If you have oil, here comes winter. Everybody's going to freeze to death. Besides, all the problems in the world today, they're all man-made. Besides, everything was done purposely. in order to destroy this earth, this world. Because they want to globalize the whole world, because they those people, they want to control the whole world. If they don't do this, there's no way for them to be able to control mankind. How about the fourth horse, the pale horse? And the name of him who sat on it was Death. It's also a wild horse. The red horse, the black horse, the pale horse. These are wild horses. Look at the virus. Is it not man-made? Yes, it's man-made. It was created in a lab. It was created in Wuhan. It was created in the U.S. It's the evil in man that created this in order to murder people. And the vaccine is also there to kill. Now science has proven that the vaccine is there to kill people. Many have been killed through the vaccine. It's deceiving people. The report has come out. Both in Europe and in the US. It was man-made. It's Satan. It's a black gang, black horse that created it. These three horses are very terrible. Right now, they're running wild everywhere. They're running all over the world. And all the governments are in agreement to give the vaccine, get the jab. And after the vaccine, many, many were damaged and many died. This is the situation in the world today. Besides, they are doing all this with one heart. All the governments in the world agreed to do this. Who is the mastermind behind it? You have to be a little wiser. If nobody is masterminding in the background, would it happen like this? They have already pre-calculated everything in the whole world, and they had communicated with the whole world, and now it's exposed. Tell me, who is the mastermind behind it? If it's not, isn't it Satan who's behind this all? This globalism, it's Satan that's behind this system. Even Putin said that they are Satan worshippers. Even Putin said this. And yet you don't know that Satan is behind it. So, brothers and sisters, you see that the three horses in Revelation here are wild, running wild everywhere. There's war coming, and they want to destroy the economy, and they're releasing these pandemic, these viruses. They're doing everything to murder people, to kill people. They're doing all sorts of these evil things. They are preparing for the coming of the beast. We who are in the churches are preparing for the coming of the Lord. But they are preparing for the coming of the beast. Tell me, do we still have time? The time has come. Democracy has come to its end. There's no way for you to turn back the clock. It's gotten to this point that there's no way for you to turn the clock back, because time is progressing forward all the time. Whatever they're destroyed right now, there's no way for you to recover it. That is why many, many people in the U.S. are hoping for Trump to be reinstated. But the time has come, so what are you going to do? That is why we have to wake up. America is in a terrible state right now. There are all kinds of bad things going on. They're lawless. They're killings. And purposely, intentionally destroying things. It's hard to imagine. You're not doing that well in Taiwan either, right? How do you feel about Taiwan right now? Is it still good? And not that stable either. There's no place on this earth that is stable and safe. Even Canada has changed a lot. Everywhere in this world is in a mess. Where are you going to go? This is the signs of the times. I don't have to tell you item by item to tell you very clearly. There's no need. And Germany has fallen into such a situation. Because things were all man-made. Perhaps you don't know about the darkness in Ukraine. To what extent, how dark it is in Ukraine. Because the newspapers do not report it. The news does not report it because they only report fake news. So, brothers and sisters, although we don't like to talk about these things, but it's impossible not to speak about it because we're living on this world, in this world. You cannot just close your eyes and say, I don't care about this. Or whether you care about it or not, whatever comes will come. Even if you don't want to know about it, things are going to happen. Even if you don't like to hear about it, things will still happen. Even if you close your eyes to it, things are still going to happen. This is the situation of the world today. Revelation already said it very clearly. These three horses are running. That means the sixth seal is about to be opened. And within the sixth seal, the fifth seal is a positive. The martyrs. That means to say that what cares about the most are the martyrs who were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. God didn't care about the other things, whether it be wars, be the economy, or whether the world is in a big mess. God just cares about this group of martyrs. That's why the Lord told them to wait a little while longer, that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren would be killed as they were was completed. Then the sixth seal would be opened. Now things would begin. You just wait. I think the time is coming soon. It's coming soon. Coming soon. I've already told you that the five red heifers have already been prepared. According to the tradition of Israel, they have to be 2 years of age before they can be offered up as sacrifice. So now they're already 1 year old. They're 1 year old. Besides, they're perfect without any blemish. So wait for another year. The Jewish New Year, the second year, has already started. It's 5,783rd year according to the Jewish calendar. So next year, that means at the end of next year in November, it would start. The red heifers would be 2 years of age. And they were qualified to be sacrificed. That is why the time has come. Do not look down on these red heifer, because the red heifer are very important. Because without the ashes of the red heifer, the site of the holy temple cannot be purified, so there's no way to offer up sacrifices. So that is why the ashes of the red heifer are too very important. Since this is the case, doesn't it look like that time is near? So, brothers and sisters, pay close attention. There's another sign. Four years ago, we began to practice offering of sacrifices. We started to practice the priesthood. It's very amazing that there in Jerusalem, they also began an institute for the priests, a schooling for the priests. They were calling for all the descendants of Aaron to come to the school, to be schooled in the priesthood. You see? Isn't God at work here? They also began to prepare. Because in order to be practicing priests, you have to be trained for 5 years before you are qualified to enter into the priestly service. Why? At the same time, they started this priest school for the priests. Tell me, is that a coincidence or is it God's plan? There are many wonders. Many strange things happening. Yeah. Besides, there's the Abraham Accord. While Trump was in office, the Abraham Accord, that agreement was signed in the Middle East. Up until today, that agreement, that accord is still in progress. So all these things did not happen by chance. These are all signs that God has given to us. Do not think we are for Trump. Who's Trump? He's nothing. It's God's plan that counts. Some people say, Brother John is for Trump, Trump. Who is Trump? No, it's God's plan that you need to look at. Don't you think that God would also use man? Does God not use man? Don't think that only Satan can use man. God also uses man. Historically, in history, didn't God use King Herod to accomplish his will? Did God not use Nebuchadnezzar to accomplish his will? God uses man. Don't think that God does not use man. But you have to know what is God's plan in using man. But do not think that God does not use man. If God does not use you, how is the gospel going to be spread? If God did not use Paul, how would the gospel have been spread? Without you, how would the gospel be spread in Thailand? Is he going to use angels? Angels are not qualified to preach the gospel. So the book of Daniel tells us that all the nations, all the kingdoms are men that were used by God. At the birth of the Lord Jesus, God also used the Caesar from the Roman Empire, Augustus, Caesar Augustus, to accomplish his will. So do not think that this matter is not important. The importance is not on the man, but the importance is on God's plan, on God's will, able to be accomplished on the earth. Whether you agree with me or not, it doesn't matter. I don't really care. But he who has an ear to hear, or he who wants to understand me. But if you don't want to understand, it's fine. I cannot force you. You're not within my hands. I didn't arrange it. So, brothers and sisters, we have to understand God's will. The Lord Jesus told his people, you look at the sky and you know that the weather is changing. And yet you know the changes in the world, and yet you do not know that the Lord Jesus is coming. Now the Lord Jesus is coming again. Don't you care? Don't you care for the signs of the times? Does God not want us to fully understand? Why is there the Bible that states everything so clearly, and yet you don't care? And you don't care about these three horses. What does it tell you? Does it have absolutely nothing to do with you? Or does the sixth seal has nothing to do with me? And when the seventh seal begins, then you would have nothing left, let me tell you. Everything will be burnt away. Even 2 Peter chapter 3 says it very clearly. What is left that you can rely on? What are you going to trust in? By that time, what are you going to rely on? There's nothing left. Where are you going to hide? So, brothers and sisters, it's not that I would have to say so much. Actually, I don't want to. I talk about these things. Actually, I don't want to talk about them. People don't like to hear it, and I don't like to talk about it. After I talk about it, people would start scolding me. After I talk about this, people leave. Oh, Lord Jesus. But I cannot help but speak about it. So, brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. We have to be the wise ones. We have to understand the signs of times. God will not keep us in the black, in the dark. But when he came the first time, nobody wanted to know about it. So when he came, they missed the opportunity. Nobody knew that the Messiah has already come. Up until this day, they are still waiting for him. Isn't that foolish? the Jewish people are still waiting for the coming of the Messiah today. Well, he has already come 2,000 years ago. Isn't that terrible? For his second coming, they will all be weeping. But even for the second coming, they don't even care or know about it. And what should be done? So I hope we're not such people. When the Lord comes back, it doesn't mean that everywhere would be without peace. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, Paul said, I'm sorry, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he said, when people say peace and security, suddenly, a devastation would come. Doesn't mean to say that everywhere is in a big mess right now. Over here in Fountain Valley, we're still quite safe. It's safe, quite peaceful here. Seems like nothing is happening. But I cannot say, oh, because nothing's happening to us, so the Lord is not coming yet. And over there in Bangkok, you're living a good life there, right? Let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians 5 says, for you, verse 2, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. So don't think that, oh, where we are, things are doing is still quite good. Nothing is going wrong. Nothing is going wrong here. But you have to look at the situation of the whole world. If you do not have an overview of the entire world, you do not know the plan of darkness, Satan's plan, this plan of globalism, what their plan is. If you don't understand their plan, things are not that simple. Things are not that simple. So, brothers and sisters, we have to be wise. Sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. Don't think you can escape. So, brothers, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not the night. nor of darkness. We do not belong to darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Because things are not as simple as what you see on the surface, and you don't understand what's going on. But there is God's word. When the Lord Jesus came the first time, nobody thought that he was coming. And the second time, when he comes again, nobody would be thinking about him. So you have to be wise. Be the wise ones. Prepare well for his coming. So in this age, if the Lord opens your eyes, you will see that it's like the days of Noah and the days of Lot. It has already formed. The powers of darkness have joined hands with the evil men of this world, and they've done a lot of bad things that you don't even know about. Just like in the days of Noah, the power of darkness, the fallen angels mingled and cooperated with man on this earth and did terrible things that we don't even know about. You know about it, it's too dreadful. But if you talk about it, even if you say it, people won't believe it. But we can't help but to speak about it, but yet if we talk about it, they don't believe it. Then what should we do? This world is like Sodom. People are not like people. The male is not like a male, and the female is not like a female. There's confusion. Besides, they know no shame. The whole world is like this. Tell me, isn't Judgment Day coming soon? God says, when the Son of Man comes, isn't it like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, or like the days of Noah? Isn't it like this in Thailand? The whole world is like this. Israel is like this. It's very terrible. Many of the large cities in the U.S. are very dark. They're totally lawless. They speak a lot of lies. That's why, brothers and sisters, today, this is the last meeting, right? You said, you want me to share a little bit about the situation of the world. That is the situation. It's up to you whether you believe it or not. It depends on what you see. If we have spiritual sight, then you will see how dark this world is, to what extent that darkness is in this world. If you do not have the spiritual insight, you would still think everything is still fine. It's okay.
不知道应该要告诉你们什么。
So I really don't know what I should be saying to you. You should go before the Lord and seek him out. No matter how, we need to prepare well for the Lord's coming. We also have Revelation chapter 14 that we need to fellowship on. That is, we're still living on this earth today. There's only one place that we can go. That is to be raptured, to go up. But you know the number, only 144,000. Tell me, how many Christians are alive today on this, in this world? Kiat, could you calculate?
Yes. 1 billion, at least 1 billion, right?
Yes, yes.
It would be at least 1 billion, right?
Yeah.
How many Christians are there in Taiwan? No, there is... There's no data. That's not been counted. Is it about you? Is there 14,000 Christians? How many Christians are there? Are there hundreds of thousands? Not that many.
有基督教统计了，大概是60万左右。
According to the computation of the Christianity, there is about
60,
there should be about 4 million. There should be about 4 million. No, Taiwan alone has 4 million. And 144,000. Tell me, is that a lot? That's not much, truly not much. Now, if there are not many, do we belong to this 144,000? We hope so. How do you hope? Do you just sit there and hope, and that's it? You say, if I have the hope, then I can go up. Kia, do you hope to go up? Yes. Ilsa, would you like to go up? Yeah, you just sit there and hope, and you go up. And just close your eyes, and I hope to go up. And you can go up this way? Doesn't work this way. There are many conditions. You have to go read chapter 14, and then you would know about all the conditions. This group of people are qualified to stand on Mount Zion together with the Lord Jesus, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And they sang a new song that nobody could learn except them. And they are virgins. They're not defiled with women. They've gotten rid of all the filth. They're pure, clean and pure. They're the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he went. They followed the Lamb everywhere. They were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit. For they are without fault before the throne of God. Are we such people? Tell me. Are you such a person? It's only such a person that would be qualified. It's not that you just sit there and hope and hope and hope and even dream about it. You can dream about it, but it doesn't work. There are conditions. Do you have this condition? You can ask yourself the question. When the time comes, there's only one way to go. If you cannot make it to go up, then you have to go through the 3.5 years. All those living on the earth will have to go through this great day of God's wrath. You think you can escape it? Are you willing to go through that? Perhaps you're laughing at me today for speaking so much. But on that day, if you can't make it up to go up, then see if you can laugh on that day. You would weep and you can't even weep. You say you want to go up. Are you qualified? Tonight, I don't have time to talk about the qualifications, the requirements. Perhaps the next time. If you don't meet the requirements, you can't go up. If you're not in Zion today, in that day, there's no way for you to be able to climb up to Mount Zion. If you're not willing to be a priest today, how can you be a co-king with him in that day? If you don't learn today, if you're not willing to follow the Lamb wherever he goes, then you won't be able to go up. Tonight, you only need to know that there are certain requirements. It's not without any requirement. It's not just hope. Hope doesn't work. You have to prepare yourselves well. It's only then that you will be able to go up. This is the only way. Besides, you need to know it's the minority, a small number that's going up, not the majority of the people. 144,000. That's very, very few.
主导是沙迪一样的，很少，只有几位能够。
Just like how the Lord Jesus spoke to Sardis, there are only a few that were worthy to walk with him.
不是很多人，不是少数的。
Not too many people, it's just a small number.
是不是愿意加入那少数的人？
Are you one who is willing to join the few in numbers? Are you willing?
So, you have a choice. You have a choice.
That is why you need to choose again. There are 7 churches, so you have to choose which one you want to be. Now, at the rapture, you have to choose again. Do you want to belong to the 144,000? Are you worthy to stand with him up there? In Revelation chapter 5, there's only one man who's worthy, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. In chapter 14, there are 144,000 who are worthy to stand with a lamb on Mount Zion. But that's too few. It's not 10 million, but it's only 144,000. Do we have the assurance that we will be worthy to be standing with him up there? Are you willing to be one who is worthy to stand with him there? You ask yourself, if the Lord were to come tomorrow, am I worthy? Will I be worthy? Do not think that if you're an elder, then you are worthy. No, no, no. We have to prepare ourselves well. You have to have a heart that desires this. Lord, help me. Help me to be worthy to be standing there with you on Mount Zion. You have to begin to prepare today. Each day is a chance for you to prepare. Besides, I want to repeat once more, the best preparation is to perform the priestly service, to experience Christ in a good way, and offer up your spiritual sacrifices to the Father. This is the best way to prepare. Experience Christ as your burnt offering, your meal offering, your peace offering. Stop fighting. And be your wave offering, your trespass offering, your drink offering. If you were to experience Christ in this way, you would have the opportunity to be worthy to stand with Christ on Mount Zion. I don't know of a better way. So may the Lord have mercy on us. Time is up. I hope that we will all be found worthy to stand with him on Mount Zion. Amen. Let's have some prayer. Brother Vera, pray for us.